Jesus, my helper and my Savior. I humble myself before you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Help me to save souls for you. To lead them to the glorious light. You are the potter, I am the clay. Help me to be patient and to rest completely in the faith. I do to the brother as he does to me. Lord Jesus, give me faithfulness, I want to be ready when I have to go. Stays that way. It will take place. What you believed, what the word promises, believe without seeing, trust in God. It remains that way, as it is written in the Word. As it is written, leave it that way. As the Word remains in your heart, at His time it will be fulfilled. It stays that way. Faith is the victory. Although all the circumstances seem to be different, believe, you will not be defeated. For him whom you trust is the victor. It stays that way. you can trust the Lord. Whatever is around you, you will see the help of God. Hold fast. Hold fast to it. It stays that way. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are grateful to the Lord that also today we have the opportunity to hear the word of God from a commissioned mouth, to hear the message. We are grateful that we are strengthened after soul, spirit and body, that this word serves us for the lamp unto our feet, so that we can walk on the way of the Lord. I would like to admonish all of you who you are now listening worldwide, hold fast to the word of God. Search daily in the scripture, as it is written in Isaiah 34. We thank the Lord that we can understand the word of God and that the Spirit of God leads us into all the truth. To it, I would like to read us a word from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 16.
Was kein Auge gesehen und kein Ohr gehört hat und in keines Menschen Herz gekommen ist.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we can take such precious words from your written word. Yes, it is so. You have sent us your Spirit, who leads us into all truth. You have sent your servants at all times, who brought us your word. And also today, you will bless your servant, our brother Frank. You will strengthen him after spirit, soul and body, so that your word can come forth to us in a mighty way. We thank you that you are able to bless worldwide, to comfort, to heal, to accomplish and to give everything what is necessary for a life which is pleasing to you. Lord, we thank you that this day is a special day, and that this word which we'll hear now will be a special word which again corrects us unto the straight way, unto your way. Bless us, O Lord. Be merciful to us also in this time where we cannot meet personally, but we are joined in you and in your spirit. For this we thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise in your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Amen. Also I would like to greet all of you very warmly. We have heard a wonderful word of introduction. We will come back to it. All from Switzerland, especially from Austria, from all the European countries, are sending greetings, and also all the other countries are sending greetings. We are really joined worldwide with the Lord and with one another. Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi told me, this time you must also extend greetings from me. We are grateful to the Lord for the broadcasts, for the meetings which we can have, and all are having part worldwide in it. We are grateful to the Lord for the brothers who take their time to arrange everything, and also the several meetings, to put them together, and that we can pass them on. We are also grateful that in the 80s, similar like Brother Branham in the 60s, really come always to the point of the things and have proclaimed the whole counsel of God. To that, what is going on right now on the earth, we will not go into details. Every day, different news are coming in. But we think, especially of all them, in Haiti, and also in Afghanistan, in fact, everywhere, where people get into trouble, may God give grace that this time will find its end. And we believe that we truly arrived not only at the end time, but that we arrived at the end of the end time. Also, when we think of Jerusalem, on the one side, Hamas, on the other side, the Islamic State, on the other, Al-Qaeda. Everywhere something is happening. Who can explain this? Our Lord foretold it. And then, of course, the emphasis he laid on When you see all these things, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Dear brothers and sisters, here in Switzerland, in Austria, in the neighboring countries, and all over the world, we are very grateful to the Lord that we not only preach about that, what God has done in the days of Moses or in the days of our Lord or of the apostles, but that by the grace of God, by the direct leading of the Holy Spirit, we were initiated in that, introduced into that, what God promised for this time for the church. The one is the fulfillment of Bible prophecies in all peoples and tongues and on Israel. Also the global warming, the climate change, everything was of course foretold. We mentioned it often enough in our sermons. But we are concerned that we carry out that commission which the Lord has given to us. And dear brothers and sisters, let me say this clearly. As certain as Moses was told all the details, receiving instructions of all what should be done, how it should be done, the measurements were given, and when we then go on, when Elijah should carry out his commission, he was told precisely what he shall do. When John the Baptist came on the scene, he knew very precisely who he is, what he is, and what is the task which through his ministry would be fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, this I will have to say a few times. Even we recognized the commission of Brother Branham in a biblical point of view, that he was really given a commission by the Lord, and that he should bring the biblical message. And as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so he was sent with a pure biblical message, so that the church at the end would be brought there where she was at the beginning, as the body of the Lord, as the church of the living God. And brothers and sisters, This will only recognize all them who really are part of the church of the firstborn, not who are religious or who belong to a church, but who truly, by the Holy Spirit, were baptized into the body of the Lord, and who truly are led by the Holy Spirit into all the truth of the Word. Let us say this here very clearly. Already in the first verses of the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, we are reported what really happened. What is the most important with it? That the Spirit of God hovered over all the earth, to that what the Lord God would speak into existence, that it would really happen. Only there, where the Spirit of God is present, there the written word can become the revealed living word. And brothers and sisters, if it is written, when the Lord revealed himself in the burning bush to Moses, that he should take off his shoes because he stood in the presence of the Lord God on the holy ground, and the Lord would speak to him. Also we have stepped upon holy ground. Also we must hear God's word in reverence, receiving it, believing it, getting it revealed. And so we see that it pleased the Lord God from the very beginning through the Spirit of God to be at work. And if we then hear and read of the birth of the Lord, Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So, not only the promise, but the power of the Holy Spirit accompanies the promise and lets it become a divine reality. That's how the New Testament church started. Wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with a power from on high. And then it happened, as we all know, in Acts chapter 2, that a mighty rushing sound came from heaven, and the Holy Spirit filled the whole room and all who were present. That's how the New Testament church started. The promise became true. The Holy Spirit was poured out, and the church was called into existence. Brothers and sisters, we may not look on ourselves, but we may look to the Lord. In general, we are all in great expectation, but if we look at it, never so many trials were in the families, in the marriages, with the children, with old and young, as now. But one thing we know, God is faithful, and every word of God is true, and every promise will find fulfillment. And the Spirit of God will take care for it, that we are newly equipped. What concerns us, so we believe that the Lord will finish His work with the New Testament church. And that Brother Branham fulfilled his commission according to the scripture. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. For all who have trouble with it and say, this refers to Israel, this refers to John the Baptist or to Elijah, who will still come together with Moses. No, here it is about that our Lord spoke in the singular in Matthew 17, after Moses and Elijah appeared to him on the Mount of Transfiguration. It was said, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And our Lord remains in heaven according to Acts 3, 17, 18, 19, until all things are restored in the church. And therefore, with the ministry of Brother Branham, not everything came to its end. No. It was a continuation. There was a new beginning. Brother Branham just brought the message in the USA, but it should be brought to all peoples, tongues and nations. For thus our Lord announced it. This gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. Exactly this took place. We can call out clearly and loudly, today this scripture, this promise is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Also, I, throughout many years, I only preached in Germany, in Switzerland, and in Austria. But then came the time for the neighboring countries. And then came the divine commission on the 2nd of April 62, which then led to that after the passing of Brother Branham, the divine message of the pure Holy Word was carried worldwide. And brothers and sisters, let me just mention two or three examples so that you understand what is meant. I will not mention the names of the persons. And I will also not mention the name of the religious fellowship. The founder of a large Christian denomination has read in 1 Corinthians 1 where Paul has said, the Lord did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. In all of his life, he preached, and he did not baptize one single person because he misunderstood one single word. He should have read before. He should have read what is written after. And then reading on in the book of Acts, I just say it to emphasize how important it is to understand God and God's Word and that what is written in the right way and to place it correctly. One of the largest Christian denominations refers to the word Acts 2, verse 38. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this denomination continues to baptize in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, but says that all those who were baptized received at the same time the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And since their founding, there was not one single prayer meeting in which the believers of this denomination prayed for receiving the Spirit baptism. Do you know what pain this means for me? That large Christian, widespread, officially recognized denominations, from the very beginning, they were misled. Such a pain. I don't want to go to other details, but you all know, when in the state churches, whether in the Catholic or be it in the Protestant church, three drops of water are put on the forehead of a baby in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And then it says, now you are born again. Now you are a Christian. Now you received the baptism and the Holy Ghost. Just think of it, of all what went wrong in all of Christianity. And now, just one remark. Since the days of Reformation, God made a new beginning. Actually, already 100 years before the Reformation, the Spirit of God began to work in a mighty way. We don't want to go into details, but in every revival, it came closer and closer to that what the Bible teaches: repentance, baptism, faith, spirit baptism, up to the Pentecostal revival. And now we have the last divine message, which all, no matter to what denomination they belong, which are called out, are separated and are prepared. The Lord calls out from all peoples, tongues and nations. We are grateful to the Lord that we can have this broadcast here from Zurich, and with God's help, we will come back to the word of introduction and read one scripture before this word. Please, we read from 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 and 2. Let a man so consider of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Thanks be to the Lord. The Apostle Paul has received a divine commission, a responsibility before the Almighty God. And if I say today, Brother Frank has received a divine commission, has a direct responsibility before God, and we are set in as stewards of the mysteries of God. And before we can preach the mysteries of God which are hidden in the Word, before we can manage them, they had to be revealed first, and there was the need of a prophetic ministry to reveal the mysteries, because the word comes to the prophets and they pass it on. Paul didn't want to only be looked at as a preacher or as an evangelist or as a teacher or an apostle, but as a steward being set in by God to manage the mysteries of God, the revealed holy word, to pass it on by grace. And then, of course, the remark that we want to be found faithful when we appear before the Lord. And I thank my God. This is not my merit. This is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Not a single time I deviated or having fallen prey to an interpretation, but the precious mysteries of the Word, of the plan of salvation of God, as they were revealed to Paul, the apostles, and to Brother Branham, they were also revealed to me. And I could pass them on faithfully to the Lord. Be the thanks for it. Please, dear brothers and sisters, we are not dealing with men. We were not set in by men. We didn't visit any Bible schools to be instructed there. We have been set in by God with a full responsibility to pass on what was entrusted to us. And in the name of the Lord, I may say, we added nothing. We took nothing away from it. We interpret nothing. But we proclaimed the whole counsel of God by His grace. Now we come to the wonderful word of introduction, and we will look at the several verses briefly. Please, we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verse 4 to 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from 4 to 10. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Amen.
Amen. Here we have it. Not with enticing words of man's wisdom, not from foreign words, not from Latin, and to create the impression that we proclaim special knowledge. No, in simplicity, we carried on the precious and holy word, and it has fallen into the hearts of men. And all who now really believe the message, they don't receive it in their heads, they don't discuss about it, but it falls into the hearts and is revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. Please. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Also this must be emphasized. The same applies for our time. Not standing in the wisdom of men. Shall I give you an example? I hope that the Seventh-day Adventists will forgive me. But when they read Revelation 1 of the day of the Lord, then they say, this is the Sabbath. This was the Sabbath. And to say something else, When the Bible speaks of the seal of God, then they say, this is the keeping of the Sabbath. What did the people do? What did they bring to the people? Their own interpretations, their own thoughts, they passed on. We are grateful to God that we really can leave the past behind us and everything what the people taught in their churches and are still teaching, we forget it and we leave it behind and we only deepen ourselves into that what is written in the Word of God. Please. Verse 6. How be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That God ordained for us before the world. We are grateful to Brother
Scherer,
who has read such a wonderful word for the introduction of this service. We don't speak the wisdom of men, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery that was revealed to us. And all who are of God, they are led by the same Holy Spirit into everything what was written down by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. First, it were mainly the prophets who were under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Spirit to preach the word. Then the apostles who were under the same inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that what was written was revealed. And the New Testament is of course the result of the Old Testament. Everything was illuminated. Everything was written down. And let us say it really, once again, with all our hearts. We don't preach the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God, which is hidden in the Word. But, as Paul expressed, by revelation, the mystery of God was given to him, revealed to him, by revelation of the Spirit. To me, all these mysteries, every subject about which Brother Branham spoke, it was revealed. Not one question remains, because everything what the prophet said We take it back into the scripture. We place it there. And let God and God's word be valid forever. Let us say it again. God revealed it to us by the Holy Spirit. Because we were chosen before the foundation of the world to it, to our God, be the thanks for it. Please.
Verse 8.
Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him. Also here, we have heard mighty thoughts of God. How grateful we can be that God has pardoned us in such a way, and that now, in this time, really are laid into everything. In the days of our Lord, the Lord had to weep over Jerusalem. The high priests, the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, all were blind leaders of the blind. That's how it is written. And when one man who is blind leads the other blind, then they both fall into the ditch. Also, this is a pain which our Lord had to endure at that time. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. He went to the Mount of Olives. He looked over the nice valley, Gethsemane, up to the temple and temple mound, and wept bitterly over Jerusalem and said the words, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if thou hadst known in this your day the things which belong unto thy peace. But now it is hidden from thine eyes. Why remained hidden? Because they didn't recognize Him of whom it was about. Just the contrary. They called Him Beelzebub. And in various ways, they insulted Him. They didn't recognize the most important hour of their history and suffer until this day as no other nation. Brothers and sisters, now I ask myself, what will be with all over whom the Lord has to weep in our time? Just, He has to weep. He looks over all the earth, over all the 350 Christian churches and denominations. He looks over all the earth. And what is the result? They didn't recognize the hour of God's visitation, the hour in which Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And also, let us say also this, all who believed and received the ministry of John the Baptist, to them the man of God could say, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. All who believed the message of John the Baptist, they were part of the first 3,000 people who were present on the day of Pentecost and who were baptized on the most important day at the founding of the New Testament Church. Who will now be part of it? When God makes the completion, when He gives the latter rain, when He gives the full restoration, when He once more shall shake heaven and earth, all who believe now the last divine message, they actually believe God because they believe the promise which God has given, and they see the promise in its fulfillment and experience everything personally. One can just call out with all his heart, blessed are the eyes who see and the ears who hear. Blessed who has found grace in the sight of God. To whom applies now? He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Not what is decided in a church council, but what the Holy Spirit, who has founded the church, who inspired the prophets, who inspired the apostles, he who was with Brother Branham, who is with us now, only he who believes that what God determined for this last phase and who takes part in it will experience everything up to the completion and rapture at the return of the Lord. One more verse. We read verse
10.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Spirit of God searches all things. He leads into the Word. He reveals the Word. He also revealed God to us. Only by the Holy Spirit we will see the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, in all the connections which belong to it. Everything God made in such a way that not men with their reasoning can do something, but that the Spirit of God leads the children of God from clarity to clarity. And we are really grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that we recognized which promise was given in our time for the church and which is being fulfilled by grace in our time. One more verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen.
Did you all read? And did you all hear? Dear brothers and sisters, Paul didn't speak of himself in the singular, but all of us, all of us, you and I, in every peoples, in every nation, in every country on earth, all of us, who we believe God now. Please read this part again. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. This one can read always again and again. All of us, we all, not only you, Paul, or you, Peter, James, or John, not only you, Brother Branham, not only you, Brother Frank, but we all, who we believe the divine message, to us it was revealed by His grace. And I really believe that we don't have to speak again in such a live broadcast about the things which all went wrong with reference to the prophet. But also this I want to emphasize once again. Can you imagine that brothers who knew Brother Branham personally, with whom we were together before mine eyes, they are closing the Bible, putting it aside and say, the Bible all have. And then taking the sermons of Brother Branham and then picking out quotes of it. We all just opened the Bible. And with us comes to fulfillment what is written in the book of Acts. And they searched daily in the Holy Scriptures whether the things were so. Please, search daily in the Holy Scriptures. Don't refer to Brother Branham. Don't refer to Brother Frank. Refer to God and God's Holy Word. We are just ministers with the responsibility to pass on the mysteries of God as stewards of these mysteries, to be faithful We only pass on what the Lord revealed to us by His grace. Let us summarize, dear brothers and sisters. This is really the most important phase in the history of mankind. And if I think about it, that the Lord spoke to me personally, repeatedly, giving me instructions, brothers and sisters. I will say some things in a live broadcast, saying it out of thankfulness, how the Lord has laid everything from the very beginning. In the past days, I listened to the sermons which Brother Branham preached in 1955 in Karlsruhe, Germany, in Zurich, in Switzerland. And I rejoiced greatly. I thanked God with all my heart that I could sit in the audience, witnessing, hearing, seeing everything, and that I, from the beginning, I found grace in the sight of God, and I knew from the first day on, from the first meeting I knew in August 1955, this is a man of God. And later on, I came to know about the commission. To the Lord God be the thanks. Many are looking back to Luther, looking back to Wesley, to John Smith, on all the men of God who in the past centuries were used by God on Zwingli, on Calvin, on other men of God. And we are grateful that we may mention Brother Branham, thanking the Lord that He has sent His prophet in our time to reveal everything what is part of the counsel of God and to set us as stewards of the mysteries of God. Be blessed with the blessing of the living God. The Lord our God, may He give you revelation that you would recognize this day, this time, this message, and that you would let yourselves be corrected by God and to be brought into the original stand in which the church was at the beginning. Thereto, we will be brought back by the power of the Holy Spirit as the instructed church. As certain as we have the prophetic word, the teaching word, everything what is written in the Bible about the New Testament church, so she, as she was at the beginning, at the founding by the Holy Spirit, so she will be now at the end. And all of you, and I include myself, and we all will have part in that, what God will do in the completion. And we will be part of it when the Lord returns. And when we be taken up to him, be all blessed here in Zurich, in Switzerland, in Austria, in all neighboring countries. Be blessed in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And thank the Lord for it, that he does not have to weep over you anymore, because you recognized the day and the hour in which the promises are being fulfilled for this time. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious word that we have heard. We thank you that we recognized our day, our hour, the message and the messenger. For this grace, we thank you with all our hearts. We ask you, bless all brothers and sisters in Switzerland, in Austria, in Germany, worldwide, who have seen and heard this broadcast now, who were blessed by your living word. Wholeheartedly, we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Aus den Engel scheinen Augen, Christus seinen Tempel hier. Darum nur auf Jesus schauen, auf der Tod sein Reich man hier.
Only look to Jesus.
Christus ist der Grund und Eckstein,
wir die Stadt.
He is the cornerstone. We are the living stones in his building. Christ is the chief and cornerstone. Only look to Christ. Everyone who has found the Lord is a stone in his temple. Christ is the chief and cornerstone. We are the living stones in his building. Only look to Jesus. He fits them into his building as he likes. Soon the building is finished. Soon the last stone is placed.
Christus ist der Grund und Eckstein. Wir die Stadt. Wir die Steine in den Bau. Christus ist.